I'd like to ask Brother Kenny Blake if he would open us with a word of prayer.
Father, we just come before you, Lord, and just thank you this time for being in the house, Lord. We want to just honor and praise you in this time. And Lord, we just thank you for gathering together. Lord, we pray you bless our time together. Lord, that you would be glorified in it, and you would be lifted up.
Amen. So one of our theme songs for tonight is going to be a night of contemplation, a night of silence in which we think and meditate upon who the Lord is. Take our hymnal, turn to that song number 219. We're just going to sing the first stanza and sing this song throughout our service tonight, thinking of that silent, holy night when all is calm and all is bright. Why is it calm? Why is it bright? Because Jesus is born and everything's well in our souls. Let's sing that first stanza together. You to take your Bible at this time. Let's all of us turn to Luke chapter 2. I'd like us to have a family reading of this beautiful passage of scripture that tells to us the beautiful details of the birth, and so much of the meaning and significance is found right here in the very announcement of that birth. So Luke chapter 2. And we're just going to, we've got some designated readers to read for us this evening. And I'm sure that we'll probably need one or two promptings along the way. Don't worry about it. But if you remember your verse, if you want to just read it out good and loud, if that requires you to stand, then that's fine. If you just want to sit where you're at and just read it out for all of us. But we're going to start with Caleb, and we'll start reading in verse 1 of Luke chapter 2.
Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a Angel 7. fear not, for the whole life will be good time for the next world, which shall be to all. For unto you is born this day, the city of David, the Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
In second words, with the angel of the host, praise of God and say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward him. But it came to pass, as the deliverance was led away from him, the shepherd said, where the deliverance? Let us go that we will be better than we see these things, which came to pass, which the Lord had been glory to him.
When they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told unto the servant of his child.
And all they that feared
and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. That was encouraging just to hear all of our voices. I love you guys. It's neat. We have this faith, and this faith that we have together is rooted in these words that we believe. And this really sets for us the beauty of all that we're going to sing about tonight. It's just kind of map it out a little bit. It starts on the aspect of oppression. They're being taxed. And yet God sends his son and uses the oppression of men to get his son to the place where he wants him to be born, in Bethlehem, to fulfill prophecy. And you have the beautiful announcement of the angels that demonstrates that this is a mission from God. And it's God's message to the world that it's joy and peace, goodwill toward men. Because this is the Savior, the Christ, the Lord. And we see this peace, the joy that comes from the announcement of Jesus' birth. We see the shepherds and their humility, and yet we find that these shepherds are instrumental because they do not keep the message to themselves, but they go and proclaim that message to all who would listen and hear, and they glorified God. And so that is going to be the message of the theme that we look into tonight. So we're going to start off with that thought of the difficulty in which they were in, the longing that they had for the deliverance. And so I'd like for you to just, if you'd like, to turn over to 222. And as we have a special, it's going to be on In the Bleak Midwinter. But I'd like for you to follow along as you go through that. It may be two stanzas or three. I don't know exactly how many stanzas there are, but just gives you an opportunity to see the words that is being played for you. 222. Thank you. so this one of my favorite songs is O Come Emmanuel. And so there's this call that in the midst of our oppression and our need of our sin, that the Lord Jesus would come and deliver us. This time, Emma and Maylie are going to come and play a couple songs and bring us back to our theme of Silent Night.
Thank you.
Let's turn back to 2:19. Let's sing the second verse of Silent Night. It takes us back to the story that we've just read tonight. The shepherds quaking as they hear the sound of the angels. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. And I love our young people saying that out loud and bold in our living nativity and just proclaiming the beautiful message that they bring. Let's sing that second stanza.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is Lord, Christ the Savior is Lord.
I'd like to do something near a little, if I could, have a little impromptu choir, and all the kids that if you would humor me, you don't have to come, but if you want to, and you're 12 and under, and you want to come stand up here, you're going to sing a special that you already know, okay? So come on up.
Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Away in a manger. So the queen's going to play with you, so it's not going to give you an introduction. Let's see that first verse.
Thank you so much. That was really good. So as we think about this babe lying in a manger, we have to ask this question. What child is this? Who is this person? And the angels have declared it. He is Christ the Lord. And so we'll listen to a song that encourages us in that regard. Turn to number 226. If you want a song that tells you the whole Christmas story in Luke chapter 2, you can't need to look no further than While Shepherds Watch Their Flock by Night. So hard to cut a verse on this because you skip out on a part of the story, but it does walk us through each part of the story that we just read. And so we're going to sing all five stanzas. Just think about how it rephrases some of the parts of the story. And it may catch your mind and make you think a little bit more deeply about what we've read.
The shepherds watch their flocks by night, all sitting on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone.
hear another rendition of What Child Is This? And yet played in a different style, in a different way, and make us think. If you were thinking through the words and you didn't get to, if only was the first stanza of that song going through your head, it's number 228 in your hymnal, if you want to just look along at the words. What child is this? Another song that asks that similar question and answers it in a triumphant way is number 227. We're just going to sing the first stanza, and we'll sing the last one. I can't resist. Who is he in yonder soul? Number 227, the first and the last.
Who is he in yonder star at whose feet the shepherds fall? Who is he in deep distress, casting in the wilderness? 'Tis the Lord of wondrous glory, 'tis the Lord, the King of glory, at his feet. Crown him, crown him, Lord of all. Who is he? heal and help and save. Who is he that from his throne rules through all of men alone? Praise the Lord, O wondrous story. 'Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, crown him, Lord of all.
Let's turn over to another one of my favorites that may not be as well known, and I mislabeled it. Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, where are you? It's not 223. Somebody finds it for me. 205. Thank you so much. What's a singspiration if you don't sing some of the ones that are not as well known? But I like this one a lot. Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Infant Holy, Infant Holy, for a man a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little mowing, Christ the banner for of all. Swift are winging, angels singing, Noah's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks are sleeping, shepherds keeping, fiddle tell the morning bell. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of the gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises, voices, grief on morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born for you.
Get to hear another song about the angels singing the first Noel, 213, if you want to follow the words. Back to 219. We're going to sing the third verse of Silent Night, Holy Night. Son of God loves pure light.
Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of raining beams from thy holy face, with a dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord of thy birth, Jesus, Lord of thy birth.
One of the themes of the Christmas story is joy. And when God has sent his son, that brings a natural emotional response when we realize who he is and what he has come to do for us. Join a song of joy, 194, a song that blends the first coming and the second coming of the Lord Jesus together, and in some sense, that's a good thing for us to think about. We're going to sing the first and last of Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is coming.
If I was to pick a song, well, that would be my favorite, not necessarily because of the tune, but because of the words. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. There's just almost every single word, the phrase that you say can make you stop and think. And we're just going to sing all the stanzas to 199.
Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy more.
Because of this joy, we get to hear about the bells that ring on Christmas Day. If you know the lyrics to that song, it talks about someone losing hope until they heard the bells on Christmas Day. And then, because of who Jesus is, there is hope in this world. And because of that, we got to get the message out. We got to ring the bells. Let's sing 208. Ring the bells of the hope of what Jesus has done. Just as the shepherds took the message to everyone who would hear, so we today have the same call, the same mission. Number 208, both stanzas.
Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the world know. Christmas morning, the born to die, a memory of King to every life to give. Born a baby, born to go, many years ago. God the Father gave the Son, gave His only loving one to this wicked sufferer, to bring mankind His love new birth. Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the world know. Christ the Savior is to know, as He gave so long ago. Ring the bells, ring the bells, what a glorious morn. Many angels worship, singing Christ is born. Born to die in Calvary, born to set His people free. God Himself in heaven, tell where Christ is born. He has left His royal throne, He has come to claim His own. Christ the Lord has come to rule, this breath that knows all Jesus knows. Ring the bells, oh ring the bells, let the world know. Christ the Savior is to bring, as He did so long ago.
Thank you. can't sing. We can't have a singspiration without singing number 203. So if you are getting a little wanting to join in, let's sing in that song, Oh Holy Night, and then we'll close with the final Silent Night to close it out. So we're going to sing the first and the third. I'm sorry for those who love the second. But for time's sake, we'll do the first and the third.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long may the world in sin and error pine, to be a prayer and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope now weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks the near and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, wherever the voices, where none divine, when Christ was born, His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall be break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, we'll praise his name forever. Let's praise his power and glory, the more proclaimed.
Everyone says, amen. Someday we will forever proclaim that name. Let's turn back for one last time to close our service. Number 219. And for this time, I'd like us to sing it a cappella. Silent Night, Holy Night. And if the children, if you wouldn't mind, would you start us out? If you'll give us the F to get us on the right track, and we'll have the children sing, who were up here in the choir, you guys sing Silent Night, Holy Night, Wondrous Star, Led by Light. And then comes this with the angels, then we're all going to join in with it, okay? All right, so what's that F? You all right? Kids ready?
Holy Lord, with the angels
Thank you so much for sending your son. Lord, we can sing of you forever, but our voices are frail, and we give out. But someday, we will be filled with your spirit, and we will proclaim with joyful hearts, unceasing, the true merits and glory to you. Father, I pray that you would bless every home here that loves Jesus Christ, that you would bless them with a wonderful Christmas time and celebration. Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do in this upcoming year. We praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Lord bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.